I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, there but for the determination of a Supreme Court clerk would have gone Muhammad Ali. To jail, that is. But now it's time for my conversation with Charlie Pierce about the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
On Thursday morning, we learned that Kyrie Irving will, in fact, be a Boston Celtic, and Isaiah Thomas will, in fact, be a Cleveland Cavalier. The Celtics tossed in another draft choice after the trade had been delayed because Cleveland wasn't sure about the condition of Isaiah Thomas's injured hip. Did you ever doubt that these two guys would change teams?
When Cleveland made a run at both of the Celtics' promising young players, both last year's first-round draft pick and this year's first-round draft pick, I wondered a little bit, but pretty plainly Danny Ainge has swindled them nicely.
Plus, Isaiah Thomas was ready to go. He'd said he wanted a pail of money, and Kyrie Irving had said he didn't want to be a Cleveland Cavalier any longer. What were they going to do, go back?
Yeah, I had no idea what the league was going to do if somehow that fell through, although the Milwaukee Bucks were stepping up with an offer for Kyrie Irving if the thing with the Celtics had fallen through.
The NBA season won't start for another month and a half, Charlie, but if you want to bet today that the Golden State Warriors will make the playoffs, you can do it. Of course, you're shouldering odds of 1 to 1,000, which means to win $100, you put up $100,000. You want to go in on this with
no,
me?
No, that's okay. I think I'll let the rest of the Only a Game staff pull their money on that one.
Aaron Judge sits atop the list of American League home run leaders, but since he won the home run derby at the All-Star break, he's been batting about 180, something like 65 strikeouts. Okay, two options, extra batting practice or time off. Yankees manager Joe Girardi went with option number two, time off. Good call?
Yeah, he finally did. He fought that all the way through. In a recent series up at Fenway, he got asked every night whether or not he was going to sit Judge down for a while, and he said he wasn't going to do it. Finally, it just got too obvious to ignore.
On Wednesday, Kansas City's Whit Merrifield hit a third-inning home run to end the Royals' scoreless inning streak at 45 innings. The Major League record is 48, shared by the 1968 Cubs and the 1906 A's. How'd the Royals break that streak? They throw the bats in the shower or saw them all in half and order more?
Weren't you supposed to mix up the bats? Isn't that what you do?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's hard to do now because they have all those little cubby holes.
That's
so true. You'd have to pull down a wall.
Matthew Stafford, now the highest-paid NFL player of all time. His five-year deal with the Lions includes a guaranteed $92 million, including a $50 million signing bonus. Is it silly to say whether this is a good thing or a bad thing or deserving involved?
Well, I mean, it's always silly when you talk about NFL contracts because the money is very often phantom money that never gets paid. Mm. But still, the only comment I have is, Matthew Stafford, really?
Tom Brady wants more.
I was about to say, the New England Patriots can thank their lucky stars that Tom Brady is not in this for every dime he can get.
A private elementary school in Maryland has told parents that children are not to come to school wearing clothing bearing the name or the logo of the NFL team based in Washington, D.C. If you're the judge, when some parent takes the school to court for enforcing this rule, where do you come down?
Well, I mean, I would come down on the part of the kid, but the recent whittling away of the famous case Tinker v. Des Moines as to what you remember Bong Hits for Jesus lost at the Supreme Court level. So, I mean, I think the kid might be in trouble, but I would certainly support the kid's right to wear the Washington, you know, ethnic slurs.
The 2017-2018 NHL season has not yet begun, and that means there are still stories of the Stanley Cup and its summer travels. And so, I bring you the tale of Pittsburgh Penguins right winger Josh Archibald, who, along with his wife, had their son baptized in the Stanley Cup. I don't know if this guarantees that young Brecken Archibald will grow up to be an NHL player, but it'd be pretty cool if that happens.
They could do the whole Achilles thing and dip him in, hold him by one ankle.
No, he's just sitting in it, man.
Oh, man, that will see. If 20 years from now, when young Brecken goes to college, if he's got a photo of himself sitting in the Stanley Cup, he's the coolest guy in the dorm.
And finally, Charlie, we know of the Washington Nationals presidential races at ball games and the sausage races in Milwaukee. I had not known that for years the minor league baseball team, the Buffalo Bisons, have hosted the Wing, Cheese, and Celery, also known as the WCC race. This week, Celery won its first race in 450 tries, and so Celery will retire at 1-449. I really wish I'd been there to see the triumph of celery.
I'll tell you what, as a fan of celery, and, you know, a long-suffering fan of celery. I think they've finally gotten over the pimento curse. Why are they retiring, by the way? Is it like stale? Is it wilted?
Celery has nothing left to prove.
Well, celery never had anything to prove. It's not a food. It's a garnish.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on All New Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.